Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Today is me because I want advice from the listeners and I want them to tell me if I'm the jerk. And I could see it going both ways.
Oh, you know I'm going to tell you what I think.
I know, thank goodness. DZ, I want to know if I'm the jerk for not making my children share, but hear me out.
I'm listening.
Okay, so they're 10 and 12, Owen and Hudson. Everybody knows this if you listen to the show. If not, there's the update. Right. They're 10 and 12. And obviously, that's an age where their best friends are fighting. There's really no in between. Okay?
Mm-hmm,
and right. I will admit, I may have started this problem, but it's not my fault in the end, and I'm going to stick to that because...
Wait.
I did not make them share. Listening. I didn't make them share, listening. But I'm saying it might have been my fault because I only gave one of them something and not the other. But that's where it gets messy, okay? Whole life, though, if one gets something, I force them to share.
You keep it equal.
Like a lot of parents, like if Owen comes home with, you know, two cupcakes, it's like, well, share with Hudson. And that should make you feel good to share with your brother. And a lot of times, they will share. Well, not anymore, DZ. And so, a fight ensued last night because I had given Hudson this little Sonic, like Sonic the character, the cartoon character,
yeah,
a little Sonic, like a little lollipop holder with two lollipops that came with it. And I found
the new Pez dispenser?
I found it at like Ross or something by the cash register, and I just grabbed it, and I gave it to him, and I thought, but I don't have anything for Owen. And I was like, screw it. It's a $3 popsicle. He'll live. But the point is, he got two lollipops. And so when Owen saw it, he went, huh, Hudson, are you going to share one of your lollipops with me? And Hudson goes, no.
Natural.
No.
And not so natural.
I turn to Hudson. I go, really? Really? You got two lollipops and you're really going to just keep them both for yourself and not share with Owen? He goes, no, I don't want to share. No. Didn't even feel bad. Didn't care. And then they started arguing about how neither of them are nice to the other. And it ensued into this night of arguments. So at one point, they were enemies. And so at one point I went, normally I'd force them to share and just be done with it.
Right.
And I didn't. This was the first time I went. And so I looked at Hudson. I go, you know what? Karma's a bee and it's going to come get you, dude. And he goes, is that a Taylor Swift song? And
yes.
I said, it is. But there is something to karma. And you not sharing right now, that will affect your energy in the universe and it will not come back to you. And when Owen gets something next time, I don't want to hear a word. I don't want to hear a word.
Nothing about sharing, nothing.
Nope, we don't share anymore, then we don't share anymore. So I feel like I'm teaching them bad habits, and I'm almost going, fine, you want to be a jerk? Be a jerk. But I've had it. Maybe this is the point in parenting where you go, screw it, not my problem, not my chair. I'm tired of working out these dumb arguments. If you're not going to share with your brother, for the first time I went, fine, don't. But just be prepared for the way the universe treats you in return, because you're not going to have good karma. And I'm going to move on with my life. And he didn't get it because he's 10.
Well, of course he did. He's not going to get it until it comes time to be shared with. And then Owen goes, no, I'm not sharing. I don't want to.
But
I got two cupcakes and they're mine.
Exactly. And some might say this is lazy parenting, which I would accept as well, where I just gave up. And because I did. I went, I'm done.
I actually disagree. I don't think it's lazy parenting at all. I think it's proactive parenting, and I don't think you're the jerk. I wasn't sure which way I was going to lean on it, right?
Because tell me the truth.
I'm on the opposite end of your spectrum, right? I'm at the start of this. You got a 10 and 12. I got a 0 and a 2, right?
Yeah. And
so
everything
I'm over here,
was sharing when they were that age.
And that's what it's going to be. In my head, I'm like, no, they're about to share everything for the next arguable 10 to 12 years. But after a certain point, bro, you have to let them learn their own lessons.
Thank you.
You hear me? And that's the lesson you're letting them learn. No, you're teaching them boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
You're teaching them restraint, but you're also not teaching them like the choice or the will.
That's not
that
always
they can
fair.
Have. It's not always fair. Life ain't always like that, man.
I did give that speech at the end of the argument. I went, life is not fair. There's going to be tons of times in life where Hudson gets things, you don't get Owen, and Owen gets things, and we don't always get a piece of the pie. I go, you're being a jerk right now, Hudson, but at the end of the day, I'm done regulating these fights, and if you don't want to share, I just don't want him to become this nasty person who doesn't share with people and him not find any consequences from it. Because, you know, I'm hoping he sees the consequences. Yeah. If he doesn't, he's just going to continue to treat people like that. Like, I don't like that either.
But
right?
Life's about choices. And he had a choice to make. He knew he had two suckers. He knew he had a brother that he could have shared that sucker with. Yeah. And he was not interested in it. Now he can learn the lesson of when other people now have something that you want. Mm-hmm. And they remember a past experience where you maybe weren't as friendly. They might not be as friendly that time. It's you got to learn that, my boy.
It's about how you treat people.
It's about how you treat people.
And how you want people to treat you. It is.
I love this, bro.
And I want to agree with everyone who thinks Hudson's a jerk. You're right, he is. But that's not the question. The question is Allie a jerk for refusing to make Hudson share with Owen? He had two lollipops. It would have been so easy to just end it. And I went, nope, I'm not doing it. I'm not forcing you to share anymore. Figure it out.
I'll be curious where the listeners go with this, because not that long ago, we just talked about how a parent is the jerk for not paying the vacation for one and not the other. But see? That's a learned lesson. It's almost. No, it's not even similar. It's different, but at the same time, when it boils down to it, it's about the parenting and the scenario and how you embrace it. And these are kids. Is it a valuable lesson for them to learn, or is Allie just being a jerk?
A jerk. 414-533-1037. You can text, or you can call that phone number. Just make sure you put the 414, and we're going to take your calls and texts next. I'm with you, DZ. I'm dying to see which way people are going to go.
Allie the jerk for not making her kids share?
That's the question.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Throwing myself on the fire today, and it is what it is, everybody. You're not going to hurt my feelings if you call me a jerk, but it is basically, am I the jerk for not making my kids share for the first time in their lives? They're 10 and 12 now. I'm done fighting these fights. If you don't want to share and be a jerk, that's on you, Hudson, because that's what happened in my house last night.
Right.
So annoying.
You just went hands-free. You and I, y'all handle it then, bet. That's what you want to do?
Seriously. Well, there are three people on the phone right now who want to give their input, so let's just start with the wildest one of all, should we? You think?
Oh, you have to. You
all
got
right.
to.
I got to start with her because we all know she's a character.
I love it when you call me Big Pop.
Destiny.
Good morning.
Now, you have a lot of kids, you and your wife.
Yeah, you didn't have to say it like that.
Right, dang. Yeah, like, bust them out, why don't you?
Like a whole squad out here.
Well, you have four. I mean, three and one on the way.
Right, okay, so we got kids.
She just realized they have a whole squad.
The whole gang. You think she wasn't counting the team? But she's waiting to buy jerseys.
Destiny, am I the jerk for not making my boys share? Tell me the truth. You'll tell me the truth.
There comes a time and age where there's one thing from sharing to thinking about somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you're a jerk for forcing them. Like you said, maybe Hudson is kind of, but
he's totally.
The question is, when did you stop telling them, hey, man, maybe you should get one for your brother. You know, like, you think your brother might want one? So that's kind of where I'm stuck at in it. But I don't think he's a jerk for not sharing, though, because they're old enough.
You think I should have just...
my two fight in the backseat right now for the tablet.
Been there, done that. That's you know, I got a third row in my car for 5 years just to keep my kids apart.
What? You know they got cardboard for that? You can just put in between them, then they don't have to see each other?
I'd rather go into debt and get a third row in a car and then have them apart every time we drove down the road. That's a fact. But anyway, that's a topic for another day. So, Destiny, am I the jerk or not? No, not the jerk.
No, you're not the jerk. Because I think, like DZ said, they're going to get old enough. They're going to have to know when they, you know. Oh, bro, you don't want to share with me? All right, check. Beat that. Watch when we go to the store and I get some Cheetos and you going to want some. I'm going to tell
exactly.
you Cheeto on your finger.
Ooh,
you know
okay.
what I'm saying?
Yes.
So you're not
go ahead, chew on that.
All right, so Destiny says not the jerk. I appreciate you. Thank you, Destiny.
Is this being recorded? Because I just agreed with you on something. Please don't hold it against me.
It's out there.
It's not only is it live, but it will be on our Odyssey app later for everyone to go back and listen to our show where Destiny said I was right. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to have to find the delete button.
Okay, bye. I just turned her off.
Bye, Destiny.
Bye, Destiny.
What's that? Look at that. A pig flying.
It happened. Next up, he said he finally got to listen to us again. Dan in East Troy. Dan, good morning.
What up, what up?
Good morning to you guys.
Glad your radio's not broken anymore. Just listen to us on your phone, dude, through the Odyssey app. Come on,
man. Come on, man. You know better.
You're right. I could. But when the radio breaks for some reason, it tells me it's miswired for some stupid reason. I need to rip it out and just take one of the three that's in my garage and put it in, but I'm lazy, so.
Oh, radio stories. Okay, so Dan, am I the jerk, though, for not making my kids share? Let's just get to it.
Absolutely.
Keep it honest, man.
He said no.
Absolutely not. Yes. This is something that we've all learned as adults, to learn to share, to get along with one another. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have to figure this out at some point on their own. I commend you for like, no, you need to share. This is how we live. This
well,
is how
tired.
We get along with one another.
I was tired, Dan. I gave up, and I didn't want to fight the fight, and I went, screw
this
it, it's on you.
A losing battle. You're like, you know what? You're all going to figure this out on your own. You'll get your karma back later when, you're little, when your other brother's got something that you want. Like, oh, I guess I don't get to ask for that, mm-hmm. because I won't share with him no more.
But
Dan, he's not going to remember that.
It's so hard as a parent because you just want everybody to be happy. That's why we suck at parenting, right. We just want them to be happy, so we give them everything, and it's like, I was just done yesterday. I go, you're not getting everything. In fact, nobody's sharing with anybody.
And it feels like jerk behavior because you almost just like let it go. You're like, I don't have the energy for this. I don't have the care for this. If that's not what you want to do, fine. Be that way. Mm-hmm. Meh. Go away.
Yeah, 100%. I just said, screw it. Go. Goodbye.
So that's why it feels jerky, but nah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my behavior of giving up was jerky, but at the end of the day, I wasn't really hurting anyone. Somebody was going to lose. There was nobody was going to win.
And honestly, they were going
to... At some point, Allie, you just got to say, hey, I just can't do the same with you two, because I'm not getting anywhere. That's not headway. We're just fighting anymore. You know what we're going to do? You're going to figure out on your own.
Yeah, and go it out. Work it out. I do that,
Because Allie, if it wasn't that, they were going to get set off by something else. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and then mom acts crazy, and then everybody's unhappy. It's like, I'm upset. If I get upset, we're all going to be upset. So just get ready.
They got a lot of growing to do. These things are going to come up again and again and again, and eventually they will start to sink in. It's like, no, I should really be nice because it makes me feel better.
That part. Thank you, Dan. That was good advice. I should do it because it makes me feel better there because I'm being a good person. Thanks, Dan.
Because when you're being selfish, do you really feel great about it? Absolutely not.
Hudson,
my friend.
Well, some people do. I ain't gonna lie.
For the night. I got you.
Dan, he said it with his chest. Like Hudson was like, I'm not sharing my lollipops.
Yeah.
How many adults?
I don't want to, Mom. Like, you know what? You'll figure it out.
Rude. He will.
Plenty of adults hate sharing because they were never made to share as kids.
You do those things. You put that kind of energy out there, you'll get it back tenfold.
Ding, ding. All right. I feel better. Not the jerk. Two not the jerks. Thank
you,
Dan. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right. Later, Whitney. Brother. Whitney's in Milwaukee. Whitney, are you going with the crowd and sweeping, or do you think I'm a jerk for not making my kids share?
Not the jerk. Yes. And I am triggered.
Go on.
Triggered.
Please.
I have two boys, and they're 2 years apart, and at this point, they're 14 and 16, and Allie, it does not get better.
Oh, my God. I am so glad we're talking to you right now, because I was literally about to ask, Allie, imagine this, or I was going to say this, imagine this when they're 14, 16, or 18, 16, whatever, and one of them has a car, and one, hey, can I borrow the car?
No.
I don't feel like sharing.
No. When one of them has a car, if Owen gets a car, because he's the oldest, he will be driving wherever I tell him to drive with his brother in the car. That will not even... And now you may hold me to that in a few years when that happens, but right now I'm standing my ground on that because, it would be on. No way.
What's the difference? You know what I'm saying? Like, what if Owen decides to hold on to that lollipop story for the next 6 years, and then all of a sudden goes, you know what? You remember when you had that Sonic lollipop when you was 10?
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't giving you a ride today. I'm being selfish. I don't wanna.
Oh, my God. All right, go take care of Sammy. Okay, so Whitney, he wants to say something. Whitney, go on.
I can say that it doesn't reflect. It's like a sibling thing only, because, like, with their friends, they share all day, but with each other, they don't share. So it's just a sibling thing.
They're nicer in public. No, they're nicer in public to people, but when they come home, it's just like how you're more mean to your family, but you're nicer to everyone you don't know. Like, talk about triggered on that one, Whitney.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for calling, Whitney. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.